You see, it's a photon, and this is the module we were going, you see, in English and Spanish, bifacial, albedo. Well, the concept was that these bifacial cells were meant for making static concentrators. This was the first idea. If you could, because any concentration of light consists in transforming the cone, the narrow cone of light coming from the sun, into a wider cone in a smaller area. The product of the area plus, in certain coordinates, the solid angle, not exactly the solid angle, but something related with the solid angle, times the area has to be constant. And then if you have a very narrow cone, you have to, over a wide surface, then you can convert it into a wider cone over a smaller surface. Mm. But the widest cone is just not only hemispheric, but fully spheric. So if you could have a spheric, something, a two-sided converter, you could increase the concentration. And we wanted to collect all the sky so that no matter where the sun is, you could put it into the cell. That was the motivation. But we found that the easiest way, in reality, was just to collect the albedo. It's the light coming from the floor.
Uh-huh.
So this is one publicity, harnessing two suns, because you have the sun here and the sun behind, you see?
Mm-hmm.
And this is, in this way, these panels achieve an effective energy output 60% higher than that of a conventional panel. Well, the concept is that. You see here, you see this concept. You see here is the cell, which is reflected. These are two mirrors. And what you are seeing is one face, the back face, and again the front face. So it's bifacial.
Mm-hmm.
And, the wafers in the furnace and the process.
Mm-hmm.
And, the machines we fabricated for that, that was for making panels. Modules and how the cells are encapsulated. Well, this was a standard, but that time was very early.
Yeah.
This was the way of measuring this system of cells that were two-sided, and so you need to put to test them, to put lamps on both faces. This was the first brochure, and this symbol was we went to a company that was the company that has done the logo for the Iberia company. Mm-hmm. And they decided that they wanted to do the logo for free for us because they liked the idea, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So we got the logo for free from this very prestigious company because
very
of
nice.
That.